Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The choice of a lawyer is important and shouldn't be based on an ad.
After a serious car accident, people have two questions. Why me and what now? Well, no one knows why you, but I'm Terry Crouppen, and my law firm, Brown & Crouppen, sure can help with the what now. Car repairs, medical bills, lost wages, pain and suffering. We're Brown & Crouppen, and we've got all those answers. All you have to do is call. 222-2222.
I'm gay now.
It's the Brown & Crouppen Morning After.
KPNTFM HD2.
Collinsville, St. Louis.
Welcome back to AM. It's presented to you by Brown & Crouppen. 9 o'clock hour is presented to you by Schaefer Door Company. Schaefer Door Company, sponsor of our 9 o'clock hour. Welcome, friends, and get involved on the program. Jeff Lottman, Compass Realty, text inbox 314-881-TMA5. Callie and Thompson, phone line 636-9004. TMA and email in Design Air Heating and Cooling email of the day. Maybe it can be Blueberry Pop-Up. I don't know if anybody can right now. It's like Tiger in the early 2000s.
Unlikely. You'll have to have something horrible happen, you know, mess around with 120 women or something before anyone can knock him off his perch.
Agree with that. Hey, dork, no one cares about basketball. Shut up. Get back to simping for Sydney Sweeney. Jackson, you took shrapnel from Ernie Bjorkman.
Yeah, things happen.
Do you consider yourself a Sweeney simp?
I'm a big fan of her work, but I wouldn't necessarily say a simp. I feel like you kind of have to know someone personally.
To be a simp for them?
I could, like, be a white knight, I guess, but not the case. Okay. There's a new movie out, though.
Boy, you know all the new
difference between white knight and simp. What is it?
Probably the familiarity thing. Like, the white knight might just be the person who has no idea who they are and standing up for them, jumping out the gym for them. The simp itself, like, is probably getting their dry cleaning.
Oh, God, that sounds terrible.
That sounds like an assistant of some sort.
Doesn't that just sound like a guy who wants to be in a relationship with her but is in the friend zone? That's what I take it as.
Yeah, the simp is kind of it's a synonym for being in the friend zone a little bit.
Oh, okay.
But most guys would do that for a big star like that, thinking that it might move on to the next level, right?
Oh. Right, yeah, you can certainly evolve from simp to whatever the next step up.
I think most guys, if they had a chance to simp for an A-list movie star, they would probably give it a go.
Yeah, probably.
Might not last very long if they saw a dead end there.
Yeah, but if you were their assistant, you were getting paid, then you would not be simping. You would be doing a
yes,
job.
Yes, you would.
Right.
I just finished to the pick Iggy post. Iggy's not here, so I can't ask him. Tim looks beautiful, of course. Plowsy looks so stoned, so hot. Iggy has rejoined us. Iggy, you just posted a pic, according to Flocky the Smurf, and he finished to it?
He finished to it. I just posted the Ozzy picture.
No.
Oh, he figured
where
it out.
Where is that? Okay, so it can't be on the fan page.
No.
Instagram?
Instagram.
Your Facebook page?
All right. Are we back to 3-minute breaks again?
It seemed like the same old break we always have.
I smoked a half a cigarette and came back up.
Let me count it. I may be wrong.
Well, we've been on a while.
I'll have to check it again. Check time.
6:48 went the break.
No. Almost a 7-minute break.
I smoked a half a cigarette, talked to Courtney about Bluebell ice cream.
Well, that's important stuff.
6:48 went the exact time of the break, it looks like.
Well, it must be a huge thing, Bluebell, coming to St. Louis.
Why?
Anything coming here.
I've seen about 15 posts on Facebook. Oh, my God, we got Bluebell. They're coming by the station today at noon to give us Bluebell.
All right. Will you be here?
No. But I'll go buy some.
Why don't you come back at noon?
Gooey butter cake flavor. It's supposed to be the big one.
Is that right?
Nice.
Yeah, I'm a ice cream snob.
I do love ice cream, but it's bad for the waistline. You got to watch how much you eat there.
Well, I'm looking forward to tasting it.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
Not here.
Okay.
Shucks, I will.
All right. Well, I guess it's a big thing that they're coming to town.
It is. I mean,
no, we don't have ice cream otherwise.
No, but I guess it's like when Shake Shack came here, now Yingling's here. People go, oh, we got Yingling.
IKEA was a big thing. IKEA's in town.
Yeah, and
all the news stations cover it.
Everybody's going crazy that we got Bluebell. I think it's out of Texas, I think.
There's literally helicopters swarming IKEA.
Yeah.
Like, covered.
We got a store.
And what's funny was at the time, it looked like a desolate area of Midtown where nothing's around. And now you obviously have, you know, the
Some
Top Golf
and
things. Like, crazy. Now that IKEA is like, was the start of that area.
Mm-hmm. You ever go to IKEA?
I did. I have once. I don't know if you need to go there a ton.
No, it's kind of nice. It's kind of fun to walk around.
They have a ton of the bedrooms that are preset. I'm sure if you're rich, you just go, yep, I want that entire set. Pack it up. Put it in the car.
It's kind of for small apartments. A lot of compact things.
Yeah, I got one thing. I bought it off of Facebook Marketplace for $15. It's a black end table. It's nice for $15.
Put some Bluebell ice cream on that thing.
Oh, Bill.
No, I got my two Learn pictures on there.
You have two pictures of Learn in your house?
No, she signed two pictures.
Doug, thoughts?
How close?
So you do have two pictures of Learn in your house?
How close is the Jergen bottle?
She gave them to me. I didn't ask for them. Then I have my Hubbard 100th anniversary crystal on there. And
oh, yeah.
A couple candles.
Candles?
Yeah, I'm a big candle guy.
You just sit there and burn candles all night by yourself, do you?
Yeah, I usually have one lit.
Now, when you're ready to get into a sesh, and I mean a sesh, it's like going to be 40 minutes, probably several pages. Do you light a candle? Do you do any sort of ambiance?
No.
Okay.
I do. When
I figured.
When I'm having sex with someone, I light candles.
Gosh.
No, I turn the lights out.
How does that help?
Well, I just turn the lights out, but you want a little bit of light because I like to see. But I light a couple candles.
You worry about the fire risk?
Well, I'm not going to sleep.
I don't know.
Not.
I don't like want to leave it on all night.
You're not moving around much.
It wouldn't be a fire. It would be just, the wax would burn it out.
Okay. And through it all, the Learn pictures sit right there.
No, that's in the living room.
Oh.
My bedroom is in my bedroom.
So the Learn pictures are in a more prominent place.
My bedroom is in my bedroom.
What am I supposed to do? Throw them in a drawer? She signed them. I don't know what she did with the one I gave her.
Probably in a drawer.
Probably. Or in the trash.
Probably not in her living room. But I don't know that for sure.
Maybe she got it hung up in her office. I don't know.
Well, you've signed so many pictures, who knows where they all wind up.
Yeah. We got a geese problem outside. There's like five geese outside.
Change of subjects.
I had to shoot.
We got a geese problem.
Well, I had to shoo them away. It was blocking traffic. They weren't moving, so I had to go.
You went out on Olive Boulevard?
No, they're in the parking lot.
They get out of the way. When cars drive up, they get out of the way.
They weren't. They were just sitting there.
Well, if you drive up right to them, they eventually
They didn't. They weren't moving. And this lady didn't want to get out of the car, so there's three cars behind her, and I just went out and shooed them away. Started.
Now, what in the world was that?
Oh, the goose sound. Geese sound, goose sound. Geese sound, nurse sound.
It started to beak me.
So that's what you did during the commercial break. You're out in the parking lot shooing geese away from cars?
Yeah. I got to say.
Then I talked to Courtney, and then I smoked a half a cigarette and came up, and I was still late. I wasn't gone 7 minutes.
6:48 or
6:48.
Plus.
I'm not lying. I wouldn't lie about
no.
that. I'm telling you. I calculated it.
All right. I'll have to figure it out then. I've been good. I've been on time for most breaks. Almost 7 minutes now. You have plenty of time, but... I did stop and talk to Tim about peanut butter ice cream. Maybe that took a minute or so.
Well, and that was important, too.
And you fixed my... You got a way to...
Showed you how to do a screenshot.
Yeah, so that took a minute. I guess you're right.
The phrase, I have my two Learn pictures on there, made my skin crawl off my frame. Like that's from Alanis in Dadeville.
Right off his frame.
Hey, that reminds me of a cartoon.
Why? They're signed in a little caption. One, when we got to Hubbard, she gave me a picture of her dressed as Lady Gaga. Said, Iggy, so glad you guys are at Hubbard. Welcome. And another one was just...
I think
signed.
People get confused about non-family member photo pics. I think that me and Madison talked about that.
Yeah.
A while ago.
I have friends up there. I have a picture of me and all my beachcombers from, or beach loafers from Edo.
Naked?
No. Clothed. I have a bunch of naked pictures, but not in my house.
Oh.
On display.
Where are they? Where do you keep them?
Vault? Storage unit.
No, I have a bunch of pictures at home.
Who's naked in these photos?
Well, all of us.
Oh.
Are you talking like Polaroids?
No. We had to use cameras back then and get it
Oh, get it developed?
Get the film developed.
Well, that could have been a plot.
Well, whoever developed that film is a very lucky guy or gal. I'll tell you that.
Fox Photo, that's for sure.
Fox Photo.
No, I told the guy, I told the story that Jay and I used to do a remote every Monday from the sporting goods store. God, I don't even remember what mall it was at, but there was a Mrs. Fields cookie place right there.
Bomb.
And there was a photo place there, too. And I got to know the guy because he'd come out and watch the show, and he loved the show. So I said, look, I got some pictures from Hedonism. There's going to be a bunch of naked people. Can I trust you with these?
Oh.
He goes, yeah, dude. He goes, you think I share them with somebody? I could get fired and arrested. So that's where I used to take them.
I bet that dude locked up early, opened up those pics, and just kind of behind the counter, just one by one. Oh, you got to enjoy the product.
Right, so that guy see me naked.
Exciting time for him.
Jake Reynolds in the YouTube chat says, Schnooks had a sign up saying Bluebell was coming. I didn't know it was even here. And then, yeah, it was all over the news. Doug, did you see any of the news coming?
I didn't.
Is it really on the news?
I mean,
now, what is that policy?
Get my email notification.
Okay.
I mean, kind of a funny sound.
We've gotten IKEA. We've gotten Shake Shack. We've gotten Yingling. If we just get In-N-Out Burger here, I mean, St. Louis has made it.
Yeah, I don't know if we're one In-N-Out. I don't know. I live in the city. I feel like I'm more than an In-N-Out away from feeling
right.
Like we're having fun.
Might take more than another fast food burger joint.
I would say billions of dollars in infrastructure and a new city government, mm-hmm. And that is a great start.
Good morning, Sam Burns is even after 9. That's from the 636.
Gosh, that's nice to hear.
Does anyone else on the dais have pictures of coworkers displayed in their home? That's from glove blogger Tom Traven. Doug, I know you have a picture of Andy Carricker in your rumpus
well,
room.
Well, sure, that. But beyond that, I can't think of
any. You don't have like a Mike Bush, like, fat head that's...
I don't. No.
That'd be a great fat head. All the news anchors you've worked with on this one mural.
It's mostly like kids when they were little and that thing.
I have a TMA picture of all of us.
How about that, Doug?
Oh, that one we got, yeah.
It's coworkers.
I think I have that one somewhere as well, actually.
In-N-Out is coming to Nashville. That's from Sexual for
sure. Oh, they're beating us again.
What isn't going to Nashville?
I like that name, Sexual for sure.
St. Louis isn't getting a slider place. It's like a very upscale White Castle style
joint.
Right? And I think we're getting 6 locations from it.
Really?
I read about that. I don't know what the name of it is, though. It's from the South, I think. It might be from New Orleans.
I'm looking now. Now, remember what...
Smalls
Sliders.
Smalls.
And it looks amazing.
Is In-N-Out Burger any better than Five Guys or Shake Shack or...
Different flavor.
High Point... That kind of burger?
I think I would be able to taste test and tell them. I think I would be able to.
I think Five Guys, I mean, if you're buying Five Guys in this economy, you're balling. Things are crazy. It's crazy expensive.
How much
now.
Is a burger?
It literally, if you get a burger, a small fry, and a drink, it's about $22.
Oh, gosh.
$22 to $23.
Wow, really? Wow.
Yeah.
Kind of same like Freddy's. Freddy's is like a Steak and Shake burger, but it's so overpriced.
Yeah, I agree. Steak and Shake to me is the OG. Go to the one off Hampton, I'm telling you.
What do you mean the OG?
Like, of the smash burger, for me, it's like you can't replace a
what
Steak and Shake.
What does OG stand for?
Original Gangster.
Oh, sorry.
But the one off Hampton, the family-owned Steak and Shakes are the way to go. I've said this a bunch.
Yeah.
They really care about their product. They care about the employees that work for them. It's mm-hmm. not a churn and burn style like you see with corporate.
Aren't they all family owned now? That's the only reason the ones that are open?
You might be right. I don't know. That's a good question.
Independently owned, at least, mm-hmm. whether it's a family or not, or a couple guys together.
That Hampton one fire, though. Oh, my.
Craig O'Neill says Little Rock is getting an In-N-Out.
Doggone them.
How are they? No way.
Where's our In-N-Out? We want to make it, too. I don't remember the last time I went into a burger joint and ordered a hamburger.
It's an article from
December
of 2023, so a few months ago, talking about potential locations for an In-N-Out in Arkansas.
Wow. Doug.
In-N-Out president says Arkansas is a possibility.
If you open one downtown, Doug, we're set.
Why wouldn't you want, if you're In-N-Out?
Ooh, wait, maybe they already have one.
All over the place. Ew. Why wouldn't you want them everywhere?
Oh, I thought they had Shackleford Road on Little Rock, but it doesn't look like it.
Mm. Well, find out where it is, because I'll drive down there and get a fast food burger.
See,
would
I wish
go to Memphis and then cut over, or would you drive straight through the middle of Missouri? I've done both.
I probably drive straight down 55 and hook up the whatever highway it is, take it a little rock into Shackleford Road.
I wish we could trade a Zaxby's. Get a Zaxby's and trade a Raising Cane's.
Oh, give me Zaxby's.
That's what I'm saying. Off. Like, it's just the options for Zaxby's is really good.
I like that Zaxby's. Mm-hmm. God, I like that Zaxby's.
That would be a good addition.
I'm surprised we don't have one yet.
I know.
Why don't we go in together and buy a franchise?
All right, I'm in.
I'd love that. I think it would make a killing. Chicken is so popular, and like I said, Raising Cane's, they only offer a certain amount. Very little dippings.
Cluck, cluck, spend a buck. Cluck, cluck.
I'm in for a Zaxby's franchise.
Would you work there?
I'd start it up. I'd get.
You could be the manager. You have experience.
Other than restaurants and fast food places, what is something that you'd like to see St. Louis get?
A billion-dollar corporation with hundreds of thousands of workers moving in, I think, is step one.
But, I mean, something that's in other cities that we don't have.
That
billion-dollar corporation.
That.
I don't think I'm with we just need, like, a new Bayer or a worldwide technology. We need another one of them who is willing to spend corporate dollars for sports.
We need
and for
several
downtown.
Because we've lost several. Yeah.
In terms of food, though, I think Zaxby's is my quick answer.
There's any kind of food you want here in it within 10-minute drive of most places where you live.
For the most part, but we don't have a Zaxby's.
Okay.
Like a Margaritaville.
Where the hell would you put that thing? Chesterfield?
Like one of the resorts, or is that a restaurant?
No, they're restaurants.
Okay.
A lot of airports.
You could put that across from Topgolf and Chesterfield and probably make a killing.
Mm-hmm.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
There we go. We're city planning right now.
We sure are. Yeah. Some people talk about people. We talk about ideas here.
Movers and shakers.
I was talking to Brianna Coppedge yesterday.
Oh, gosh.
we were talking business.
Stalking her again?
Well,
catch
up on email.
She called me, and I called her back.
Can't wait to hear how this went.
No, well, I know it's KMOV yesterday had a story about her losing her job. I said, well, if you listened to our show 10 days ago, you'd have found out that news.
Watch it.
You're always right on top of it. You're Doug's big station.
Mm-hmm. Well, they don't tend to lead the porn stories. That's not really their bailiwick.
Well, they
they're more focused on when an ice cream comes to town.
Yeah, and weather.
But I kept forgetting she lives in Sullivan, Missouri, so talking about things she could do. And I said, what about driving a golf cart, you know, beverage girl? Because all she wants to do is just get out and be around people. And, you know, she doesn't care about how much money she makes. She
good
just,
career advice.
She just knows, you know, everywhere she goes, they're going to know who she was.
Why, sure.
But I emailed or I texted Jeff Smith, and I said, would you be interested in hiring Brianna Coppedge as a cart girl? He goes, who might that be?
Yeah, reasonable question.
I said, Google her, and he never got back to me.
Well, why don't you just tell him who it was?
Well, so
why do you make him do work?
It would be easier if he Googled it.
But
and he
tell
could see
him.
It, come up,
it would have taken
teacher.
You 10 seconds to explain it.
I would have had to type it.
God, that would have taken forever.
I'd rather just Google it. But then I was thinking, I said, if our buddy Jay was still here, you'd be out at Sullivan tomorrow working there. But I just said, how about a strip club? Open a strip club in Sullivan.
That's real business advice you had for her.
Who were you talking to again that, who was it?
She said, that's actually a great idea.
Oh,
I wonder
Brown.
If they could work on that. I said, yeah.
That's a great idea? She's just now thinking about it?
Open a strip club? Yeah.
You said open one or work there?
Open one.
In Sullivan?
Yes.
I mean, I honestly like the location.
There could be city ordinances against it.
Have you been to Sullivan?
No, I don't think there is.
I have been to
Sullivan. I think she said there aren't. I could probably open one. I was just trying to give her ideas. She's kind of bored. She said it on the air. She just
kind of... You're kind of a business mentor.
I had time to help her.
Has she stopped making a lot of money on her OnlyFans page? Is that why she needs to do something else?
No, she said it's not the money. It's just I need something else to do. You know, so she loved teaching. She just likes to be around people, help people.
Yeah.
So I mentioned the strip club and the golf cart. Coffee shopping.
Big of you to offer that kind of advice.
Coffee shopping over well again. The coffee shop thing.
It's next level thinking. You know.
You have to understand. I live in Sullivan. I'm not sure people are really gung ho on a coffee shop.
They don't like coffee shops in Sullivan?
Well, not upscale. I said not like a Starbucks or anything. You have coffee. You have some pastries. You have some nice music playing. Little corner coffee shop.
See, I feel for Brianna, but I also, and this isn't a shot at her, this kind of reminds me of like the free speech thing. You can say whatever, but you can't say whatever without consequence. I think that's the difference.
Right.
And it's fine doing OnlyFans, by all means. And she dug into it too deep, went on a podcast, got railed. Like, she's too deep into it now to throw get a life preserver and drag herself back to reality. And that's nobody's fault, but I think she's got to look at herself a little bit and not blame everybody else. I don't know if she is, but a lot of this is her decision making. Now, she's made hundreds of thousands of dollars and set herself up and her family for the rest of her life, and God bless her for that. But to say you want to just go back to a more normal life and trying to throw a pity party, I don't like that, because this is kind of the bed you made. It's very profitable, but you're going to lose a lot of respect from a lot of conservative people. That's just what's going to happen. You're going to lose a lot of opportunity from it as well. It's just life.
She wouldn't throw in a pity party.
No, I don't know her personally. She seemed great on air, and she seemed very upset. But to be upset about something that you dove into head first on your own, I still feel bad for her, but it's hard for me to have any other blame as opposed to herself. I don't like narcs and people ratting on her, the administration doing that. That's a whole nother thing. I don't like that. That's how she got caught.
Well, I imagine people that get into the porn business, that pretty much is going to define them possibly the rest of their life.
Most of them. There's not many of the least, like where you can turn like a Lisa Ann and do fantasy and do all that. You're basically in it. That's what you're known for. You Google your name and that's what comes up.
Well, Jeff Smith won't Google it.
Yeah, I guess he did. Or he Googled it and said, no interest. I'm not going to email him back or text him back. We talked about it yesterday. I said, look, I'm not scaring you. I'm sure you already know. I said, but once you started doing this, and then you went out and did Lena the Plug and
that was what
Adam 22. Yeah. And I said, this is your life now. I mean, this is what you're going to be known for. There's no getting around that. It's not going to go away.
She's probably going to have to start her own business of some kind, be in control of her life. So no one can tell her, no, we don't like what you did.
100%. And she had the funds to do that. She still has name recognition depending on the business she chooses. She still could be super successful. But you're not going to do that teaching. You got to understand from the vice principal, the superintendent, their side of things. It's just a complete distraction for not much upside. It's just a teaching job.
Mm-hmm.
You're not splitting the atom. Now,
no.
If she was one of very few people that was, a neuroscientist or something, maybe you could find a loophole.
Yeah. It's like hiring Colin Kaepernick to be your backup quarterback.
Is he that good to outweigh the media and the scrutiny?
Right.
Yeah, I get that. But I like her as a person. She seems super nice, and I hope her for the best. It's just you're not going to get a teaching job. It's just you're not going to get that opportunity again.
You're going to have to move on. It'd be interesting to know still how much money she's making monthly.
I'm sure it's dropped off, but I mean, the money that she made in the outset when that story broke was allowed her to move the charge up to, what did it go up to? What was it, like $19.99, and then she moved up one of the pages to $45 or $49.99?
Really?
But some of those, if you get those early big subscribers, some of those guys, no offense to these sads, but like they pay a lot of these subscriptions to porn site, to other OnlyFans. Even if you're not bringing out content, these guys really don't unsubscribe a whole hell of a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get guys
to the Athletic.
Yeah, you can.
It's like $1.99, and I'm just like, I'll just pay it. I don't really want to bother with it.
See, that's the exact mindset that I think a lot of guys are just like, well, what's the point? If I want to see something, I'm already subscribed. I bet you just get that residual money by not even really
trying. Recurring revenue.
Yeah.
I like that style of it, too.
It just seems like
content.
There's so much free porn out there. Why would you pay for it?
Doug, I'm 100% with you. This is a guy who's never had an OnlyFans account or never been subscribed. But you've toyed
with the idea of creating your own page.
That's about the only time I've actually thought about it. But in terms of joining somebody's page, I just haven't really gotten the need or the understanding.
No. Well, Iggy, you're quite a business mentor.
Yeah.
No, I was just being nice.
Sullivan Shark Tank.
Trying to help her out,
There's your TV show, Sullivan Shark Tank.
She called me, and I called her back. I had time to call her back, and we discussed business.
Because you don't usually have time, as busy as you are.
Well, sometimes I'm busy.
Doing what?
I always have time for people.
Arranging the Learn pictures?
Rearranging the Learn photos.
No.
Switching them frames.
I was texting. I had a text scene. I felt so bad. I got to be out as president pretty soon. We had a board meeting Tuesday, and I forgot about it.
Oh, gosh.
So I had a text scene. I said, I am so sorry. I just forgot about the meeting.
What else did you have to do?
I forgot about it.
Do you have a calendar on your phone? You could write these things down? Can't figure that out.
That's first base.
Can't figure that out.
I couldn't even get this picture.
Send something to Bill for a second, then I'll be with you.
That's like the third straight meeting I've missed, and I'm supposed to be running these things.
But you know how to run the calendar on your phone, right?
I don't know. I don't care.
You don't know how. Well, I'll show you how to do that when the show's over.
I had it down.
It would be helpful for you. Because as we get older, we get forgetful. We forget these things. So jot it down on your phone.
I know until like 6 o'clock I check my emails and... Just a reminder of the meeting tonight, and it was sent at like 3:30. I didn't look. I felt bad.
Yeah.
Life goes on, though.
Yeah, and you were busy trying to counsel a porn star into her next job.
No, that was
just... That's really what you should have told Tina. Mm-hmm. Hey.
That was just... The board meeting was Tuesday.
Porn star needs a shoulder to cry.
About it.
Yeah. This meeting is so important, the president forgot about it.
I told her.
Hit the title of the email.
I told her, I said, as soon as somebody wants that job, please give it to them.
Probably by default.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's clamoring for that unpaid position.
Doug, I need to tell people about Premier Construction Exteriors. They do roofing, siding, windows, concrete, and more. Veteran-owned and operated, hands-on contractor. They don't subcontract all their work to other smaller companies and just tack their profit on the end price. They can work with the insurance company on the claims for storm damage to your roofing, siding, or windows. They are building their brand. Small operation that wants the best and honest solution to revitalizing your home. They're located in St. Peters, Missouri, but licensed in both Missouri and Illinois. You can give them a call at 314-224-2543 to set up a free estimate, and they are giving a $500 discount to TMA listeners. That's a $500 discount for Premier Construction Exteriors. You can find them on Facebook at Premier Construction Exteriors. 314-224-2543, $500 discount for TMA listeners. Think about that. And Jackson, okay, why don't you think about Mark Hanna?
I often think about him. When I think about my finances, I think of Mark Hanna because he's my financial advisor. I know he's worked with Doug. He's worked with producer Joe. Iggy has gone to him for some advice. And a number of our listeners work with Mark Hanna because he's not only so smart when it comes to planning out your financial future, he's a great human. He's a real life Sherpa. He can really help you out. He knows how to balance happiness in life and money because those two things goes hand in hand, and Mark Hanna knows that better than anybody. A lot of people have the financial wisdom. He'll tell you firsthand. He'll say, hey, you just need a financial advisor, even if it's not me. That just goes to show you how great a person he is. But I would tell you to work with Mark Hanna because not only does he have that financial wisdom, but he's so good at communicating his message effectively with his client. To me, that's worth so much. It's peace of mind knowing that if life comes at you hard, things change on you. You know, maybe you have your first kid, maybe you get married. No matter what the situation is, you can go on the phone with Mark Hanna. Adjust your plan, and then he can help you out down the road. That's why I love working with Mark Hanna. That's why you'll work with Mark Hanna as well.
His number is 314-889-0503, or you can go online at evergreenstl.com. In 13 minutes, Jackson and I will be on a totally different type of program, Doug, but they won't be happy there either.
I wouldn't think so, no.
It's called Balloon Party, and it's 101 ESPN. And you can switch your YouTube channel if you're watching this program on YouTube over to 101 ESPN and participate in the conversation there. But before we head down the hallway and deal with that situation, we'll deal with this one. It's the Design Air Heating and Cooling email of the day.
Okay.
Well, the whole fan page is talking about the time I'm walking, about the line I'm walking that leads right to that Sunset Hills door. Oh, how I used to roam. I was a rolling stone. I used to have a wild side. They say a country mile wide. I'd burn those beer joints down. That's all changed now. He's turned my life around. Oh, I saw the light. I've been baptized by the fire in his touch and the flame in his khaki thighs. I'm born to love again. I'm a brand new man. I used to love him and leave him. Oh, I'd brag about my freedom, how no one could tie me down. Then I met Doug, and he gave my junk a tug.
Oh.
Doug and me together feels more like forever, more than anything I've ever known. We're on track. I finished on his back?
No.
It's from the Wordsmith.
Wordsmith with a poor email.
And Young, the Strode man sure knows how to spin a fable, especially when he's in Save a Strode mode. Thanks. That's from number one Asian intern Brian Henshin. Maybe you should open up a strip club. Hey, that's a great idea. Here's another freebie golf cart. Bada bing, bada boom. Doug Brian Henshin, Colts.
Brian Henshin, beat writer, Colts.
And Young, they don't.
A lot of context in that first one.
And Young, they don't like coffee and Sullivan. Thanks. That's from number one Asian intern Brian Henshin. I'll be live from Gainbridge Fieldhouse and down Bloomington Way to cover some NCAA basket bin this weekend. Fun fact, Gainbridge is not where the Colts play, or so I'm told. I don't know. I'll find out tomorrow and get back with y'all.
Okay. Brian Henshin, point two.
He's a simple man, the kind of guy that tucks his T-shirt directly into his underwear. He prefers missionary, but if you want him to lay still while you climb on top and do all the work, that's cool too. He doesn't mind lying lifeless on the mattress like an elderly coma patient draped in Vera Wang comforter. He wears size 13 shoes, but don't let that fool you. He definitely has an undersized member. Not a microween per se, but definitely underwhelming. His name is Charles, but everyone calls him Floppy C on account of his saggy man boobs that swing low like sweet chariots in the wind. We first met on a fishing boat when he asked if I'd like to get a peek at his rod. Next thing I knew, I wasn't just looking at his equipment. I was reeling that puppy in with my bare hands. All of a sudden, the big fellow was inside me. At least I think he was. Like I said, his junk was smaller than an HG2 studio, so it was hard to tell if full penetration had commenced.
No.
I explored his thingy on that dinghy like Lewis and Clark searching for the new frontier, and boy, did I find pay dirt. Kind of gives new meaning to the phrases, when that boat's a rock and his C-cups will be flopping.
No.
I-L-L-S-E-X, JV golf coach.
JV golf coach.
Hey, the morning after team. Doug, you like that?
I don't mind it.
My name is James. I'm a freelance sports writer who has been writing articles about college and pro sports for various websites for over 3 years. God, I don't like when people brag.
Yeah, I know.
As a way to share my passion and enthusiasm for all things sports, I'm always looking to expand my opportunities and get my content out there. Recently, I came across your website and wanted to know if you guys accept content from outside writers like me. I have some ideas for topics I think would be a really good fit for you, and I'd be more than happy to send them over. Many thanks for your time, and let me know if you're interested. Best, James, freelance writer.
Nice little email. James.
Now gives an option to unsubscribe.
Freelance writer.
I wonder if this was
spam.
The intent of why they send it is unimportant. The content of the email is good.
It could be a real email.
Is it like an AI thing? Yeah, where it's just going to...
Yeah, that's a...
Doug, it's a great industry. I really recommend people get...
Mm-hmm. You respond to the email, you might be lighter in the wallet.
God almighty. Thank you to the dais for laying such high praise on me earlier. It's good to know that the backtracking or backbreaking work that I've put into this month's email today has not gone unnoticed. Like I've always said, I'll do anything for Hubbard, and if my work put a smile on even one person's face, it was all worth it. It hurt, though, when the OnlyFans version of the Somali pirate that took over Captain Phillips' boat interrupted the regularly scheduled praise of someone else's hard work with a much-needed update. Sam Burns in something called the Valspar that literally no one needed, wanted, nor asked for. Props to the loser, though. If someone is going to insert themselves into a conversation that has nothing to do with them and people would prefer they just take a series off with a non sequitur hijacking, it's nice that the information be factually correct. Saved me a spot in a fan page club championship. I only work 3 hours a day, and I was planning to spend a good portion of that time watching the Valspar while my coworkers did all the work. Then I got all these DMs asking for nudes and how my DraftKings team is doing. Hold on, I'm trying to send a picture to Jackson real quick. Even though it would be quicker to just have him just sketch the picture with a charcoal pencil at this point. Damn it, no, nothing. Something called a Tyler Duncan just went to 3 over through 8. And my DMs are about to light up like my March Madness bracket. You know, learns in that, right? If you need me, I'll be policing Craig Rutledge's personal Facebook page and reading it verbatim on the air. You still listen to Pop Pop and a Whip, Baby Girl, and I Don't Judge You. Doug Blueberry Pop Pop.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Blueberry Pop Pop.
Can't beat that one, I don't think.
Buck Swope's going to try it, Plowhawk.
Okay. No.
You know, you talk about the tournament, you talk about UConn and Jimmy Calhoun trying to go back-to-back, and you talk about Purdue, and they're going to have their hands full of gambling, and you talk about Baylor, and they're going to need to hit their free throws. But wait, breaking news, Ken Strode is reporting that Sam Burns is 2 under par through 2 holes. Is that a new report? Oh, he's not 2 under. He has a 2-foot putt for birdie. Oh, actually, bogey the hole. Am I hijacking the tournament talk with a golf update about a player on one of my golf gambling rosters that isn't even part of the weekly sponsored segment has backfired worse than anyone could have possibly imagined. Pull it together, boy. Pull it together, boy. Pull it together, boy. Pull it together, boy. So, yeah, I guess we're done talking about the serial killer who had boobs, Richard Speck. In 1996, a bizarre video taken of Speck in 1988 was released showing Speck wearing silk panties and with female-like breasts growing using smuggled hormone treatments, performing oral on another inmate while they both do large amounts of cocaine.
Oh.
Speck, who died in 1991, is quoted in the 1988 topless breast cocaine video saying, "If they knew how much fun I was having, they'd turn me loose." Oh. Okay, gotta go to finish filling out my brackets and figure out whose account I'm going to borrow to access True TV. I'm a big Illinois fan, despite the fact that I don't even remember them losing the first round to Arkansas
Very
last
true.
Year.
Very
and keep
true.
Talking about their loss to Houston 2 years ago as if it happened last year. Plus, my hair is getting long and I really need a haircut. I'm thinking of switching it up, maybe go with a nice George Washington rat tail or perhaps some Lenny Kravitz dreadlocks. Do you think Minwoo Lee is into guys with fake boobs? Doug, that's from Buck
yeah,
Swope.
Yeah, nice to email, Buck.
And that's what we have for the Design Air Heating and Cooling email today. What you got?
Buck Swope brought it strong. I like James, the freelance writer. But I guess I have to go with Blueberry Pop Pop.
Yeah, a Swope, if you just stick to some fun antidotes, you don't have to recap and give us a history lesson on Richard Speck.
Well, what was wrong with that?
Antidotes.
It took up half his email, which bored me. So,
you don't like a Richard Speck update?
And I like James. He's just looking for a job. God love him. But I got to go with Pop Pop.
Blueberry Pop Pop has won yet again, Doug. It's 11 wins. What are we witnessing here?
Huge. I give the guy credit. He's already locked it up and came strong today.
He's just running up the score now like Dr. Tom Osborne. Fun to watch.
I guess it's the great prizes you win when you cop an email.
It's the motivation. Ladies and gentlemen, we will head down the hallway. Jackson and I will head down the hallway, and we'll be fine. We'll be fine. Blues and Senators will get you ready for that, and also get you ready for a tournament. And update you on Burns out at the Valspar, see how he's doing.
That's what everybody wants to know about.
So we'll have it all. It's coming up on Balloon Party 101 ESPN for the Plowhawk, for Action Jackson, for Kenneth Strode, for my brother Kevin, for Douglas Sullivan Vaughn, I'm Tim McKernan. This has been TMA, presented to you by Brown and Crouppen.